All right, Donald Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, is quite literally cracking under the pressure. She just crashed out over a simple question regarding ICE's reckless use of force on immigrants, non-citizens, and citizens. Many citizens have been abused, tackled for just recording. A 79-year-old man had his rib cracked. We've seen Renee Nicole Good get shot on camera, and when one journalist points this out, Caroline Leavitt literally melts down. I want to waste no time and jump into this. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. And let's watch this clip, and then I'll show you how it progressively gets worse. Here's Caroline crashing out.
Thanks, Caroline. Earlier, you were just defending ICE agents generally. And earlier on, Secretary Noem spoke to the media, and she said, among other things, that they are doing everything correctly. 32 people died in ICE custody last year. 170 U.S. citizens were detained by ICE. And Renee Good was shot in the head and killed by an ICE agent.
And he's leaving out the countless videos we've seen of, like, there was a disabled woman trying to get to a doctor's appointment who had her seatbelt cut off and she was ripped out of her car. I mean, I'll play this video in a second, but a 21-year-old activist who was injured by ICE and had his eye shot out describes on camera how he will be blind for life. He has fractures in his skull they can't fix. He can't sneeze or cough because it's dangerous. They had metal, glass, and plastic that they pulled out of his eye after ICE shot him. So with that context, I want you to watch this crash out and just think about how dishonest Caroline is, how dishonestly she's framing everything.
How does that equate to them doing everything correctly?
Why was Renee Good unfortunately and tragically killed?
Are you asking me my opinion? Because an ICE agent acted recklessly and killed an unjustified.
Oh, okay. So you're a biased reporter with a left-wing opinion.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
She asked for his opinion.
Because you're a left-wing hack. You're not a reporter. You're posing in this room as a journalist. And it's so clear by the premise of your question. And you and the people in the media who have such biases but fake, like you're a journalist, you shouldn't even be sitting in that seat. But you're pretending like you're a journalist, but you're a left-wing activist. And the question that you just raised and your answer proves your bias. You should be reporting on the facts. You should be reporting on the cases. Do you have the numbers of how many American citizens were killed at the hands of illegal aliens who ICE is trying to remove from this country? I bet you don't. I bet you didn't even read up on those stories. I bet you never even read about Lake and Riley or Jocelyn Nungray or all of the innocent Americans who were killed at the hands of illegal aliens in this country. And the brave men and women of ICE are doing everything in their power to remove those heinous individuals and make our communities safer. And shame on people like you in the media who have a crooked view and have a biased view and pretend like you're a real honest journalist.
All right, it gets worse, but this is genuinely unhinged. Spoiler alert, Caroline Leavitt, nobody is defending the murderer of Lake and Riley. The criminal who came to our country in an illegal manner, who was then deported, should have been. If any American is defending the murderer of a 19-year-old girl or any murderers, then that's insane. That is absolutely absurd. Nobody's defending that. But that is not who ICE is targeting. We've seen the videos. Everybody's seen the videos. You can't hide it from the American people at this point. And that's why she's crashing out. She's cracking under the pressure. Like, not only do we have the video of this 21-year-old getting his eye kind of blown out with disproportionate force coming from ICE, we have videos like this of U.S. citizens getting tackled to the ground. I mean, you shouldn't impede or obstruct in a forceful manner, but this ICE agent just pushed a guy into traffic. This ICE agent literally just shoved a guy into oncoming traffic, and there's like a bus right there as well. Dude, that is absolutely insane. This is an improper use of force over and over and over. That's what resulted in this.
Well, can you tell us about your injuries now and the prognosis? Will you be blind in that eye for life?
From what I've heard the doctors say and everyone else, yes, I will be blind for life.
This kid seems like a real threat to every ICE officer. Yeah, yeah, sure.
They said my globe was ruptured. I had, like, my lower lid was, like, cut up, and they had to take skin from my temple to fix it. There's a lot to it. I don't remember all the things that they said. I have fractures in my skull that they can't fix, and I can't sneeze or cough because it's dangerous, too. I remember also when I shot, there was pepper in it, and I had pepper down my throat. It made it hard to breathe for a long time. They pulled a piece of plastic the size of a nickel out of my eye. They said I had shards of metal, glass, and plastic.
This is insane. Genuinely F ICE. Here's Stephen Miller melting down on the TV right now. Before we get back to Caroline Leavitt, Stephen Miller is currently melting down on the phone. Let me listen.
But, I guess I'll just go back full circle and say that I'm in Minnesota right now. The insurrectionists have come out of hiding. They're confronting our officers on the street. They're being arrested. This is a national security priority. More arrests of insurrectionists are being made every day. And each of those arrests then provides an opportunity to learn more.
This is some crazy shit. They are literally ruining the lives of 21-year-olds and then calling them insurrectionists. They're shooting 37-year-olds, calling them domestic terrorists. This guy is not an insurrectionist or a domestic terrorist whatsoever. They are using that as a pretext to continue escalating. It's worth noting that earlier this morning, Donald Trump threatened to initiate the Insurrection Act, meaning he can just mobilize troops anywhere he wants. Here's Caroline Leavitt, Crash Out Caroline, further crashing out over CNN headlines that she deems unfair. Personally unfair, and it just really ruins her mood, I guess.
This is despicable rhetoric that we're seeing, and the media is absolutely complicit in this violence, because if you look at the headline from CNN, protests erupt after federal agent shoots man in Minneapolis, that is not the story, that is not the truth. If you actually want to know the truth, you can look at what the Department of Homeland Security released.
Oh, the Department of Homeland Security will give us the truth. The same DHS that came out 30 minutes after the shooting when we didn't have any investigation, any evidence whatsoever, and called Renee Kogut a domestic terrorist, which most Americans disagree with that. Most Americans do not think she's a domestic terrorist. There's a poll that shows 28% support the shooting, which is still high, but like almost 60% don't support it. The majority of Americans do not support this type of shooting. Also, just to debunk the substance of what Caroline is saying, because I think it's important to just thoroughly debunk this, journalists aren't causing this violence. What are you talking about? The journalists are providing transparency into what's happening on the ground. The violence is caused by the administration's cover-up. The question is, the hypothetical is, if the administration came out, in a hypothetical reality, of course, with a responsible, de-escalatory statement saying, listen, this was a tragedy. Rest in peace. We're going to investigate this all the way through and hold everybody accountable. I don't think the reaction would be as bad, but the cover-up is the problem. It was the same thing roughly 5 years ago when George Floyd was murdered. The lack of accountability coming from an administration who seems to support this type of violence is the problem. But Caroline Leavitt wants to continue to attack the media and blame it on the media while having Riley Gaines. Riley Gaines asks the first question in the White House press briefing, and it's the most propagandistic thing I've ever seen. Like, it's honestly offensive, because in the first 5 seconds of this meeting, they use it as an opportunity to promote Riley Gaines' awful podcast. But Riley Gaines asked a BS question. Just listen to this. It made me facepalm so hard. I was like, geez.
I'm surprised it took us a year to get you here, but I'm very happy to see you. I know you have a new podcast, The Riley Gaines Show. And so thank you. And you brought a beautiful baby and your lovely husband.
Are press briefings supposed to be advertisements for far-right podcasters of failed swimmers who couldn't make it to the big league? So she had decided to just start a failed podcast. It's just absurd. This is absolutely absurd. I mean, cute baby, fine, but Why are they there? They shouldn't be there whatsoever. Again, look at this U.S. citizen who gets pushed into the middle of the road. I find this shit to be absolutely absurd and disgusting. Look at a bus is then there at the end. There's really a bus that you can see on the left that appears. That bus could have run him over. ICE agents are reckless and out of control. And Caroline Leavitt, Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, J.D. Vance, they will continue to gaslight. Here's one more clip of Stephen Miller crashing out.
You only have to read their own words and hear their own words and judge their own conduct to understand that this is clearly an insurgency against the federal government. They are describing the federal government as an occupying force. Just think about that for a second. The federal government is responsible for the administration of federal law.
Wait a minute. Donald Trump surged 3,000, maybe 4,000 troops into Minneapolis. They are outnumbering the actual law enforcement. Yeah, it is an occupying force. I mean, if you've been watching my channel for the past week, I've shown you video after video after video that surfaced of them just terrorizing citizens. Yeah, you can totally call it an occupying force. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. Goodbye.